Hello, Abject Suffering listener. Just going to pop in with a warning. This one gets real gross and juvenile because we're children. So you'll probably know when to sign off based on a question that Gary asks. But yeah, we haven't gotten this into bodily fluids in a while. So this is either a ringing endorsement or, maybe be careful where you listen to this one, or don't at all. Yeah. So just wanted to pop in and say, yeah, we're ashamed.
We're sorry.
All right, Gary, what are we playing this week?
Well, Cole, welcome to my bunker.
Ooh, I say ooh too much. That's my new tick. I need to stop that. Ooh. Nice. Nice bunker, nice. Dude.
Nice. Oh. That's not a better tick.
No, it's not. All this is a nightmare. I like
no ticks.
no ticks. 2022. I like your bunker. Everything's going to shit. It makes sense to prepare.
Well, things are specifically going to shit here because I have bribed the space program to label a series of meteors with games, and we're just going to see which one strikes the bunker.
Okay. Okay. Well, I mean, do we just climb in here and wait and see? I don't know if there are.
Yeah. Drink some canned water. I got one of those gigantic Patriot meal buckets.
Oh, you bought some buckets.
Yeah, I bought a Patriot meal bucket.
Yeah.
It's mostly unconstituted, discredited macaroni and cheese.
Mm. I know way more about those buckets than I ought to.
Yeah, so pull up a trough.
Okay.
And we'll just wait for the meteors to subside. Drink our canned water, and then let's see which one hit would have killed us.
Okay.
And that'll be the game we do.
All right. Well, I'll just put in some The Waiting by mm-hmm. Tom Petty here, like we usually do, and enjoy mm-hmm. some brown slop.
Well, it sounds like it's died down. The screams have died down at the very least.
Yeah. Nobody's going to, I mean, people stopped pounding on the door a while ago.
Yeah. So. We're going to have to go out there past the lost skeletons, but
we're going to have to hope that the door didn't warp in its jam. Like, what if we just, like, this isn't so much a bunker as it is a real roomy casket.
That's a Dorco.
Oh,
Dorco okay. doesn't warp, my man.
Oh, they write the guarantee on the box.
Yeah. I got the platinum plan. I'm a Dorco Platinum.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So pop that Dorco open.
Okay. Oh, skeletons.
Oh, yeah. That's whole bunch of them. It's a big old wave of them collapsed in our front door. Huh.
But there's a meteor on top of the roof.
Okay. Here,
let me boost you up there.
All right. All right. Let me go over here. Okay. It's they etched it in here pretty good. It's called Elex. I don't know what this is.
What's the death toll for our randomization?
Total. We're the last two.
Yeah. We finally did it. The last two people on Earth, we'd still podcast. That's a sad question, right?
It's a pretty sad question. I would not necessarily feel obligated to leave a record because anybody who found us, anything that found us, would not speak our language.
Well, and it'd be worse. Like it'd be like a record of humanity. Can you imagine the pressure?
Oh my gosh! And I don't think an awful lot of humanity. Like I don't have nice things to say. So,
I don't know, man.
Yeah. I mean, I was about to say like, oh, it's just the way that we know how to talk. Cause that's what we do. But like when we hang out at live shows, we don't talk like we're podcasting. We talk like humans to each other.
It'd be like hanging out at a table at a convention, like tabling, but for eternity.
And like we'd have the entire planet. Like, I think that we would stick together for like 2 days before it's like, okay, I need to be alone. And then we go.
Eventually we get together for movie night.
We go to opposite sides of the town, and it would be an arrangement kind of like Bill and his boyfriend from The Last of Us, you know?
Yeah. Just every once in a while, like we get together and like, you know, watch a DVD.
Yeah. But spend most of the time making traps. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Other than that though, for the meteoroids, the meteoroidites or whatever, whoever survived, the ghouls.
Yeah. We would be legend.
Yeah. Yeah. Interesting. My name is Gary Butterfield.
My name is Cole Ross.
Welcome to After Suffering. Werner Herzog had to listen to a man get eaten by a bear. So you should be thanking us.
That's good. That is fantastic. Who did that one? I know we don't always ask.
VG Robot. I don't like giving credit to intros because I think it encourages people to compete.
Okay. Yeah.
But since I asked, it was VG Robot.
Yes. I will try not to ask, but that was a very good one.
No worries. Every once in a while, it's fine.
But this is this week we're talking about a game called Elex. This is a patron demand by Joey. Thank you very much, Joey. I had never heard about this. Joey in the little box there said, "A what if space marines and medieval fantasy, dumb epic starring a bald guy named Jax." The ways in which this one is terrible are super obvious and pretty widely observed by critics just a few years ago. If you haven't seen it, I hope that you treat yourself to a YouTube of the opening sequence. And yes, the opening sequence is fun. I had never heard about this, and I fired it up. And as I was sitting through the opening sequence, I was like, oh no, they're kind of doing a Dark Souls thing with introducing factions and stuff here. Are they? And yes, they are. Yes, they are.
It's Dark Souls, Mass Effect, Two Worlds.
Yes.
Like it's got, if you ever played Two Worlds, it's got huge Two Worlds energy.
You know? Yeah, everybody's played like, Two Worlds. Yeah.
Yeah, because it was free so many times. And Two Worlds is like shitty budget, kludgy Elder Scrolls.
Yes.
You know? And that's a, you know, that has an appeal. Like I tried to get into Two Worlds.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because I could handle a kludgy version of that.
It's a, Mountain Blade was kind of a similar kind of deal on the 360 era. Like, if I'm riding around on a horse and swinging a sword, I can at least be a little happy.
Yeah, or and also this gets a lot of comparisons to Gothic.
Yeah.
Like weird CRPGs that were made in parts of Europe that don't conform to, you know, traditional game design stuff and have a lot of jank, and then but also aren't by From.
Yes.
You know, the big thing that the reason why I kind of thought like, oh, I could almost play this is because I got far enough to get the jetpack, and the idea of running around a Dark Souls world with a jetpack sounds fun to me.
Yeah.
It's not exactly Dark Souls, but it kind of evokes Dark Souls a little bit.
I had to stop it at the jetpack because I got to a room where my guy said, I found my jetpack. Now I can get somewhere. And there was no jetpack in the room. The jetpack just didn't spawn. So that was a little bit of rain on my parade.
Jack's a real problem as well. Like he spends the entire time like, Dernordos wouldn't have done this to me. Or did he? Did he take my armor?
Like it's real. If my weapons and armor aren't on the screen, I need to be talking about my weapons and armor because he says, I can't find my weapons and armor. Somebody took my weapons and armor. Maybe I'll find my weapons and armor here.
I love that when he removed his armor, it reveals that he wears a sleeveless shirt under it. Like Jax is very funny as a character in this game. The intro to this, they're talking about this planet. You know, where all these meteors hit and there are different factions. There's like tech worshiping priest and tech hating, magic people. And then raiders essentially.
Yeah.
But the name of the planet is Magaland.
Something I didn't turn on subtitles, so I couldn't see like everything kind of sounded. Magaland.
It sounds like he's saying Magaland. Like, it's,
yeah. Like, you know, like it's full of chuds. Yeah.
Yeah. It's like full of chuds or like once, you know, Trump lost the election, like it was bad, you know, meteors hit MAGA land. Like, it's real weird. Yeah. And that came out. It came out in 2017. So it's like, you know, they would have known.
Yeah.
Who knows when the development started, but.
I have no idea. But also, like, there is a little bit of this where, like, I don't know what it was about the opening, but everything was kind of underpronounced. And so I was like, they couldn't have called one of the factions the Albs. Like, are they saying Alps? Yeah. Like, what is it? No, Albs. They're the
Alps.
Yeah. They're the people who are addicted to this, like, special mineral that came. Yeah. The Elex that came down in this, that came down in this meteor that destroyed the planet and caused all of these, all of these cultures to pop up. And like the Albs, and you know, you are one Alb who has a very special story. And like, that sounds like a horrible slur. Again, we're pointing out all of these things that sound like slurs, but like, I would not feel comfortable just straight up calling somebody an Alb.
The player is in charge of many key points of the story, including deciding if Jax is a cold person, logical and rational, who keeps his Alb personality and goals, or more emotional by helping and siding with the free people. I don't know, man. There's something to this that reminded me a little bit of what is that 0451 jank ass PC game that we covered for the show?
We did a premium episode. What is it? Divine Cybermancy?
Yes. Cybermancy. There's like a little bit of like Divine Cybermancy energy to this.
Yeah.
Like there's some, I could see myself getting into Elex. Now Elex I get into.
Can I get something in a new Jax?
Yeah. Can I get Jax smiling? I watched some YouTube reviews of this as well, and people were like, oh, you know, it's real buggy. That's the biggest problem with it. In a few years on a sale, once it's been patched, it might be good. But it sounds like if you didn't find the jetpack, maybe those patches never came.
No. And I looked, and like I fell into this room where the jetpack was supposed to be, and I couldn't get out of it. So like it couldn't be that I like missed it. They wouldn't make that happen. At least it doesn't seem like something intentional.
Yeah. Elex 2 just came out.
Yes.
Yeah. Just now. Like, we are living in Elex's world. We're just renting space in the world of Elex.
Oh, yeah.
These are the people who made Gothic.
Uh-huh. I was going to say.
Oh, I didn't realize that. Like,
yeah. I didn't want to point it out because I didn't know if that's what you were kind of trying to say. But yeah. And also, they also made Risen, which was the other two worlds like. Yeah.
Yeah.
I was going to bring up Risen as like, you know, it's another one that fell into that valley. Huh?
You put me in a locked cave, like so we have that comet scenario.
Yeah.
We talked about, after I got through all the spiderweb software games, I bet you I could have a pretty good time with the Pranabytes catalog here.
Probably. Yeah.
Like Gothic has been on my list of like games to try to get used to. for a very long time that I've failed to do. Like, I won't allow myself to play Gothic until I've muscled through Wasteland 1.
Right.
I don't know. There's something there. Darklands shit. Like, I could possibly get into this.
Yeah. I'd be lying if I said it didn't fall into a little bit of the, like, Warhammer kind of valley for me, where, like, oh, this is going to be an awful lot of, like, I'm interested and I'm into it, but like a lot of getting on board is going to be learning like what, like, okay, this is this is how we treat elves and this is how we treat dwarves.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. You know, just these, you know, being ripped apart by the narcissism of the small differences in these different settings. Right.
Yeah. Little and a lot of nouns.
Just like, okay, lots of nouns and an awful lot of like, all right, so what actual like human race are you comparing them to problematically?
Yeah. Okay, Germany, what you got?
I don't know if I want to open that box.
Yeah, the German box. Yeah, Elex. I don't know. There's something about Elex.
Yeah. Also, this is barely a point, but I was gobsmacked when that was how they pronounced it, because when this came through, I was like, oh, Elex, that's how you would say that, because it's one, it's one E, one L, one E. It's not E. You know, there's no reason for that to be a long E. Nope. It's Elex, which completely turned my world around.
When in Germany,
I guess.
Yeah. Elex. I woke up today with the name, oh, the name in my head, I want to run by you.
Okay.
And I want you to give this person a profession.
Okay.
Okay. Now, one profession is going to seem very obvious to you, but I want you to think outside the box.
Okay.
But I woke up walking around, like I oftentimes, you know, I live alone or with, you know, with my cats, and I'll just be singing.
Okay.
You know, about things. I'll just sing nonsense. And while I was feeding the cats today, I was like, he's the one that called Dr. Jizz good. And he's the one who jizz is all right. So I've had Dr. Jizzgood stuck in my head today. What do you think, Dr. Jizz? Do you think it's a superhero, a wrestler?
What's the doctor? All right. So you say, like, what profession would this person have?
Tell me more about Dr. Jizzgood.
I could
this character.
I mean, so what's the obvious one? Is it the doctor? Like, hey, don't say that he's a doctor. Yeah. Or is it like a porn star? Like, is he some kind of coxman? Like, his ability to, like, should I define him by the doctor part or by the jizz part?
To me, the doctor was the one that felt obvious to me.
Okay.
Because it's a profession.
Okay. All right.
And it could just be like an unfortunate last name. Like, hello, I'm John Jizzgood.
Yeah.
And I'm your primary care physician.
So in that case, I mean, just real quick, would he lean into it? Maybe like, I know what you're thinking. Like, but would he come in with his hair like, kind of like that, well, there's something about Mary, like, oh, is that some hair gel when she took that man's cum and put it in her hair and it made it that stick up, like, would he walk in like that, like, try to
she knows the difference between ejaculate and hair gel,
very different substances.
Didn't she pull it out of his hair?
I forget. Yeah, maybe. She which is not how hair gel works.
Yeah, I haven't seen that movie in a while.
I imagine it doesn't hold up.
Yeah, I did. It's,
you know, yeah, it's kind of, you know, it's kind of hard to look at. Kevin Dillon.
Yeah. Yeah, he's really rough. He looks like he's gonna step on your neck.
Like
he's a chop.
But would Dr. Jizzgood lean into it if he was an actual, like, you know, family doctor?
If he was an MD, Dr. Jizzgood MD.
Yeah.
I think he wouldn't lean into it.
So there wouldn't be like a nominative determinism thing. Somebody born with the last name Jizzgood, like, would not go and become like a urologist or a fertility doctor, right?
Yeah. As if he was a fertility, like, if he, maybe, like, if he just happened to be a fertility doctor, that's Yahtzee.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, that's the GoDaddy of, like, fertility doctors. But I, in my mind, I was trying to think of, so the reason why I was thinking about it is, like, yes, he could be a doctor. And I imagine him being like, I understand, you know, the name, and kind of being off put about it. But then I was trying to think, like, is it a superhero? Is it a wrestler? Like, I don't know. There's something to that combination of phrases that makes me feel like somebody with more razzle dazzle than a doctor.
Yeah. I mean, would he be like a gross out rapper? Like, I could see that. Ooh. Yeah. I mean, would he, just like a novelty artist who maybe just, I could see him being on Psychopathic Records along with the Insane Clown Posse and Tech Nine. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, one of the hatchet people. Cause, like, here's the thing about Jizzin.
Right.
To me, there's not a wide array of qualities in how well it's performed. You know, like, I understand that sometimes people go for distance and stuff, and you can drink pineapple juice, and that's a thing.
Some people get concerned about volume. Yeah.
Yes. And I've always found that very strange. To me, you know, the act is the reward in and of itself. It does not matter. You know, there's not a spectrum of quality.
Yeah.
For me. Yeah, I don't know. I didn't necessarily have anywhere I was going with this. I just woke up with the idea of Jizzgood and then doctor stuck in my head. Like,
yeah, no, I think he would be a novelty gross out rap act, who, like, you know, maybe the closest he would get to mainstream success, outside of, you know, performing at the Gathering every year, would be like, maybe he does a verse on somebody else, like on a B-side, or like maybe even a non-single.
B-side.
Yeah, something like that. I think that maybe people would either know him for, like, for a verse, or maybe he gets in a beef with somebody. Sure. You know? Yeah.
I can also see him being a DJ.
Ooh, that ends up being that feels less, it feels less savory to me.
Yeah, I wouldn't I wouldn't, like, oh, do you guys want to go down to the club?
Jizzgood's on the ones and twos.
Yeah, I got jizz good on the wheels of steel. And like, you have jizz good on the wheels of steel. Like, you do have a Siri. Stroke doctor's my area. You know, just, yeah, I don't,
Wait a minute. Not to make this into a, into us reading stuff, but I just did a search. Is there actually somebody named Dr. Jizgood? And I got results for, you know, doctors in my area. But the top search result is, it's a Vice article. We asked a male porn star how to jizgood. And I'm not going to read this entire thing because I imagine, you know, there's just a whole bunch of like, oh, you got to eat well and blah, blah, blah.
Yeah,
but the header image, it is a fireman wielding a fire hose that's at full blast. So yeah. That is cute. That is very good. Very good editorial decision.
What if quality of jizz had nothing to do with volume and pressure and had more to do with like more esoteric things like shape or color?
Yeah, I could see, I don't know, but then color ends up getting into like, I don't know, does that have to do with sperm count? Is that correlated? I've got no idea.
I guess I didn't mean like opacity. I meant like,
oh,
what if somebody had like a Joseph and the Amazing Technicolor jizz, like,
oh, if they had mood cum?
Yeah, exactly. like you could like, oh, here's creamy Italian, but here's French, you know, you could do a lot of different colors.
I imagine you could. I mean, what do you imagine that's in response to? Is that okay? I've got to make sure they eat a bunch of beets over the next Virtue. Couple of days.
Cleanliness of the soul.
So it's like Ultima.
Yeah, it depends on phrenology for cum. Like, get out your calipers and you check the color wheel. And you see whether somebody is a malcontent.
You pull out your swatches.
Yeah, your people swatches. And then you take confession.
Yeah.
And then you see whether the person has really done the thing.
Yeah. You end up just get like, oh, hey, I'm on probation. Oh, so you have to call every day to check in? Well, no, it involves jars. If it involves jars, yeah, and coolers.
Yeah, and the coolers are key.
Oh my gosh. Mm. I'm just looking at this. Just the search results here. Like, we get some good just like porn titles. No, sure. Jizz good fuck in all caps is very good. There is a pornographic actor who died in 1970 or was born in 1978, called Johnny Sins, which is good. And, real disturbing coronavirus natural treatments, Buzzsprout. Stop that. Did a search for jizz. No idea why this popped up here, but I do like the idea because, you know, they're those doctors, you know, like they're absolutely piss doctors who say that the only thing that you need to do is drink your own piss.
Drink your own urine.
Yeah. In order to be healthy. So like, it's probably
sterile when it comes out of the body.
I mean, not really. No.
Yeah. I know that. I mean, none of that stuff is
right. Yeah. Nothing that comes out of that particular region, let's say.
No.
I'm gonna go that whole region a little
comes out of my body.
Yeah. I mean, breast milk, you know, but like, I don't know, the breastfeeding ladies, do they have like a wipe that they put out, that they wipe around in order to, you know, to make sure that there's no surface contamination? Yeah. Or is it just, you know, latch city? Yeah.
Yeah. It's a good question.
I had a,
there definitely is an answer. We don't know. I don't know. I wouldn't drink breast milk either, though.
You know? No.
And this is not a sideways way of saying like, oh, drinking cum, gross. Like,
no.
That's fine. Go nuts. Yeah. Like, I understand it in a sex context. We're talking about in a medical piss drinking context.
Yeah. I mean, like, you know? So I think that in a medical piss drinking context, the idea of just
record medical piss drinking contest.
So it's not about how much you got. This is fucking disgusting. I really wish this was a premium episode.
Elix should be more interesting.
So like what makes it into a contest? Because is it how much you drink, or is it how much better you get? Like are they taking cultures from you just like to see like, oh, you've killed this much of your
sure, how many swimmers you got going on, or like yeah, I don't know. It's a real wide world.
Yeah.
You know?
So what would make it better?
This is what the metaverse is for.
We need to explore these hypotheticals with big helmets on our heads.
I'm going to go to Oculus Game Room and ask some kids, ask some teens who pass me virtual beers and call me gay in the Oculus Game Room.
I haven't fired up VR chat. I haven't fired up the game room. I don't want to wander into those spaces.
It's very funny.
Okay.
Like it was pretty dumb, but just all these teens just yelling slurs at us and trying to give us fake beers.
drink it, pussy.
If you're not a cop, you'll drink it. If you're not a virtual cop, you'll drink this fake beer.
Oh my gosh. So vis-a-vis the breast milk thing, the start of it for me is that's not for me. That's for that kid, you know, like, yeah. there's an ethical concern, which is, you know, I don't want to drink that kid's food. And then he doesn't have a lot of options when it comes to that. Right.
Sure.
But also, which would you rather do? This is a, would you rather, would you be more put off by drinking the breast milk of somebody that you know? This is not like a sexual thing, like not getting into any of that. You know, okay, so but somebody you know, or a complete stranger, like their breast milk versus just breast milk in general. I found this breast milk on a table, sitting in a glass.
I punched a wall and this was inside it.
Yeah. As opposed to like, this is breast milk from Alex. Alex made this. Here, drink it. It's from her body.
Rather eat human flesh of someone you know. Like, does that make it?
See, that gets around, because then you get into a question of consent. I would feel really weird about just eating regular human flesh, because I would have no idea how it where it came from. Right? Yeah. You know, how did this get here? Right? But like, if it was a survival situation and the person said, if I die, eat my body, I need you to survive, you know, otherwise all of this would have been in vain. Right? Then it becomes, you know, I wouldn't be happy about it. I would be scarred for life. But
Wendigated.
Huh. Get totally Wendigated. Yeah.
I think the principal thing, I think I would not want to know.
Yeah,
because I think that then I would just know something about that person,
right,
that I had not meant to know. It'd be like a social deduction game. I'd know I'd know their Jellicle cat name. Like, I know their absolute secretest thing. Like, when you think about aspects of a person, what their breast milk tastes like is probably one of the more esoteric facts about somebody.
It's probably a way that you could key like a biometric lock.
Yes.
Although, yeah. I mean,
or like some kind of gross Columbo.
Just one thing I don't understand.
There's just one flavor to this. I'm not. I can't quite.
But it wouldn't be that individualized though. Like, I think it would actually like be less essential to them, and it would be more about like, somebody's been eating too much chocolate. I can taste that in here. You know,
yeah,
kind of like, oh, standing next to somebody at the urinal and looking over at them and saying, asparagus, huh?
Yeah.
You know,
yeah. Like, you need to drink more water, buddy. Like, you're doing solids.
Solids. I mean, first off, if they're doing solids, then they are definitely encroaching on piss two territory.
Yeah. Yeah. I'll sue them. I think that in my fanciful world of gross imagination I've brought us into for this episode.
I mean that you let us down into like a primrose path.
I did this for lack of anything else to do.
Yes.
And some people like this kind of shit and some people don't. it might be worth at the beginning of this episode being like, hey, this is real fucking gross. We're children. Like, listen to this if you want to, but just know that we're really disgusting.
Yeah.
I want to believe that a breast milk has a provenance to it, like a terroir.
Okay.
Where it would be individual. You know, it wouldn't just be like, oh, you've eaten that much chocolate, but you'd be like, yeah, that's Jane.
This is from the Highlands. Yeah.
Yeah, this is grass fed. You know, you just know. And that's the thing I don't want to know.
Yeah.
About the person. Even though I can also imagine a less fanciful reality in which it all basically tastes the same.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm sure you could also develop a palate for it. Like, oh, maybe it's like, you know, when I was young, I used to think all beer tasted the same.
you could really be the world's most upsetting connoisseur.
Yeah, yeah. It's me, Dr. Jizgood, the gross gourmand. Welcome to my YouTube channel. Like,
just pitching your version of Sideways. Margo. Yeah. I'm not gonna drink Margo. I'd rather drink the spit bucket than drink Margo.
Like, no fucking Merlot.
You know? No Margo. Margo being the woman you got the milk from. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah.
people end up being like connoisseurs of water. You could totally do that with breast milk.
Yeah, yeah. And ice. Like, people will be a connoisseur about anything.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
It's pretty dumb. You know? So
yeah.
Yeah. It's fascinating stuff. Like, part of me, I'm always torn with my Epicurean like instincts or my like sensate instincts. I think about if I were going to be one of the factions in Planescape.
Okay. Yeah.
I think it'd be sensate. Like, I don't want to, you know, have Cenobite shit. I want to feel the exquisite pleasures of having my dick ripped apart, but I do like experiences.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Like, I like doing a weird thing or seeing a weird thing that's very appealing to me.
Yeah.
You know, so I could see being a sensate, and as a sensate, like, you'd have a moral compunction to try the breast milk.
Yes. It would be a part of your practice, you know?
So I'm torn between being really grossed out by that and also feeling like, I could talk about it on a podcast.
I mean, you know? Yeah, I'm always you're going to, turn your experiences into content. There's no other way to live, at least that I know of.
No.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's
if I brought that up, if I was like, one day I was like, hey man, I got something. I tried breast milk. And then you'd have to be like, that just raises a lot of questions. You know?
If you brought that to me and we didn't have this conversation, it would be really tough not to immediately cast, like, you know, not to immediately go to like a judgy place. Like, Gary, what the fuck? Come on, dude. Yeah.
That's a real weird posture to out some of your deep sex shit with.
Yeah, yeah.
Check this out.
You know? So I indulged in my lactation fetish the other day,
boy, are my arms tired. Like,
and it's like, no judgment, but like, that's information that I just kind of didn't want to know about you, you know?
Yeah.
And now we got to deal with it because you put it out. You kind of put it out there. So yeah. I need to be like, yes. And right. So yeah. I would mostly I need more information. Like, oh, so just, did you just punch a hole through the wall? Did you go to a weird bar?
Yeah. Did you go to a black market?
What's the story here? You know? And then I'd be lying if I said there wasn't a curiosity.
Absolutely. There'd be some curiosity. If I met anybody, if like one of my friends told me that, like, I go to game night tonight.
Yeah.
And like, Levi is like, you know, tells me that he tried breast milk. Like, I couldn't do the game. Like, I would immediately, mm-hmm. like, okay, that's what this evening's about.
And so this ends up being like, I'm a little bit self-conscious because this is really kind of outing us as two men who've never been with partners, or two people who've never been with partners who, had children.
Cargante.
Yeah. And like, I imagine just as a regular matter of course, there's some incidental, let's say sensory understanding of the signature of that particular substance, right?
Yeah, you might accidentally get a sip.
Yeah, you know,
like if you enjoy a titty suck, and yeah, you're the person you're doing so is pregnant.
It doesn't need it doesn't need to be like sexual, and like, it doesn't need to be like specifically in pursuit of a fetish. I don't care.
It could just happen.
Could just happen. You know, just as a matter of course, like, oh yeah, it's just a fact of life. So they're, you know, people with lactating breasts, or people whose breasts at one point lactated, were like, oh, you fucking nerds. Come on. We taste all the time. It's fine. Just whatever.
It's no big deal.
We got it. Yeah. So we're curious. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that's definitely 100% probably true.
Yeah, so like, we're talking about it like it's fucking snozzberries.
Well, it's snozzberries to us.
Yeah, I guess.
You know, that's the thing about a snozzberry that's interesting is that like it's super subjective.
Yeah. You know, everybody tastes their own snozzberry.
Yeah, to you know, we go down Wonka's hall, mm-hmm. and he has a breast milk patch of wallpaper.
Yeah.
Right. To us, that's going to be a snozzberry. To someone else, though, that's like blueberry.
Yeah.
You know? Or like, I have Marion berries here in Portland, but they don't get a lot of Marion berries outside of Oregon.
Mm-hmm.
Same thing.
Yeah.
Basically, you know?
Yeah, I guess. Huh.
Yeah, it's fascinating.
I'm sure somebody, people, like, there's been like art installations done with like breast milk cheese and stuff. Is there breast milk flavored Bertie Bott's every flavor bean?
Oh, that's a good question. I mean, being a gender essentialist, you think that J.K. Rowling would a horrible thing. She'd call it like womanhood's grace.
The magical creation of women and only women. Yeah. How dare you?
Yeah. The feminine majesty.
Yeah.
Just, like, is this going to be vanilla or the feminine majesty?
and she does that, like, my inclination is to argue and say, like, no, like, not just because of like gender identity, you know, not non-cis stuff, but like, men can lactate too. It's a hormonal thing. It's called, like, babies do it. It's called witch's milk. Like,
we're pretty similar.
Yeah.
There aren't that many like differences between dudes and ladies.
Yeah.
In reality.
Yeah. My mom is a breast cancer survivor. Like, I have to think about that. Like, I might possibly get breast cancer, which is a thing.
Like, my friend who did the chocolate cottage cheese that we talked about in the most recent episode of Orb, lactated, and we used to always joke about him making a cheese,
okay,
and then making a label with him like smiling on the front and then sneaking into stores.
I'm just picturing a double thumbs up.
Like, yeah, just exactly like
Steve-O's tattoo.
You know, all right. Gotcha. It's exactly that.
Yeah, you know, precisely. So this is an aged Daryl cheddar.
Yeah, Daryl's created a cheddar. I can only imagine it'd be a softer cheese than that.
I mean, so like a brie.
Yeah, like a brie or a goat cheese.
Yeah, I could get some. I mean, you want something with a little bit of a rind. Get a bit of Camembert. Cameron Bear.
Cameron Bear. Yeah. Passing the rind out of the nipple is incredibly tough. It takes many days, and a lot of times, like, you have to take some muscle relaxers to get the rind out.
Oh yeah, no, just it starts as just a deep down pain in the middle, like the middle of your back. Yeah.
This is a gross fucking. This is gross. We've been for a while. We used to do this shit all the time.
We did, yeah.
Yeah, we had the whole summer come. We had piss boys, like, mm-hmm. we did all that stuff. It's been a while since we've just really been gross.
Yeah, since we really wallowed. I think people who just started listening are going to be a little bit put off.
Oh, so they're going to hate this.
Sometimes
it's kind of fun though. Every once in a while.
Yeah.
Just getting real gross.
It's one of those things. Like, we had that whole summer. Like, that wasn't a conscious decision. We just for some reason had.
Can you imagine if it was?
Like, all right. A content calendar of all of our. All right. So for the first 2 months of 2022, we're going to earmark that for Cutthroat Kitchen. Every show, Cutthroat Kitchen. All right.
Non-stop.
we're gonna segue end of Q1 going into Q2. You know, we got a lot of old breast milk to move, so we're gonna have to make that about it.
Let's sell breast milk, people. I imagine the summer have come that we just drew a little symbol, and it was supposed to be like the talking about frog life cycles, and we just didn't recognize it.
Yep.
And we're like, it's some kind of squiggle. I don't know what that's supposed to be.
Yeah.
You know what image I get in my head all the time?
What?
Is the Simpsons episode where Homer is explaining how he got Marge pregnant, and they cut back to him doing this little sperm dance.
Doing the little wiggle. You didn't have to be so graphic.
So funny. Why you had to act out like what it did.
That's a good image.
It's a great image.
Yeah.
Man, oh man.
You know, and somebody who would have an even better understanding of those mechanics?
Jax?
No, Dr. Jizgood. Jax, I mean, he's an Elex addict. I don't know that any of his functions still work.
Well, and he starts off in a suit like Halo, so the suit probably jerks him off.
Oh, constantly.
Yeah.
Even if he doesn't want it, which is real weird because it also has a personality. Yeah, it's horrible.
The priapism of the Halo universe is fucking disgusting.
Yeah. Got to keep him in top fighting shape, though.
Yeah. Yep, yep. If you like this show, don't do anything. We don't deserve it.
we need to be sent a timeout.
Yeah, we didn't earn it this week. I'll take it. It's my fault. But thank you for going on this journey with me, Cole.
Mm-hmm.
And whom patronized Elex?
Hey, Joey. Real sorry about this one. Yeah.
I didn't expect it. I did wake up with that phrase in my head, but I didn't be like, oh, I'm going to abject suffering this.
Yeah. Yeah.
I just didn't have anything else to say about Elex after I played it.
Right. Right. It's, I think that putting it in the valley with Gothic and Two Worlds and Risen and stuff, I think that's probably about the right way to do it. I just remember that sinking feeling like, oh boy, we got ourselves a Dark Souls opening cutscene.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's it. Again, you don't have to do anything.
Yeah.
Thanks for listening.
Take this week off. But there is something they should do until next time.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
What do they do until next time?
Until next time, just remember, if you eat the devil's corn, you'll choke on his cob.